We had closed, the public comment period was closed last night. It was on record. We had at that time three amendments at the request of Senator Frank. We've held that off. And basically, my statement was to you all, if you have amendments, I would be voting for them, but somebody would have to make a motion. I have brought these amendments before you. They are not my amendments personally. They are amendments that have been brought by the committee members. And so that's where we're at this time. It's my intention today, once we go through these amendments, it's my intention to have a motion to move this bill from my committee. Yes. I will go through the amendments, and I've got there's a fourth one that just came in, Senator Frank. Does any other members have any amendments before I start going down the line of these amendments? If not, and if there is no motion, then I will go to the next amendment. Amendment number one, I've explained it last night to you. It makes it clear that the last best offer binding arbitration applies only to local school employees. Employees of management and other state education facilities would be treated the same as other state employees currently included in Class 2.
What, Mr. Chairman, I guess I don't understand what difference. If they're in Class 2, they would be in Class 2 under our bill, too. So I don't know. I guess I don't understand the difference.
The bill that you have before you only applies to educational employees for the last best offer package arbitration. There are a number of other state employees who are already in Class 2. That you've been discussing really won't apply to the remaining Class 2, subject to arbitration. Arbitration isn't defined. The concern of the administration was that by including this education employees, you pick up a handful of state employees and then would fall under this new arbitration procedure and would be treated unlike.
Oh, okay. So the difference isn't necessarily the Class 2, but the last best offer feature of it? Okay.
Is there any minutes? Any motion? On number one. Number one is dead. You have before you amendment number two. Amendment number two provides that the arbitrator with longer than 10 days to issue his decision provides that both parties agree or a longer period is required to comply with the procedures of the American Arbitration Association.
Mr. Chairman, on that, I don't know who asked for it, but on the surface, it seems to me to be acceptable if both parties agree to something differently. I don't see why it should be a problem, but if there isn't any interest on either party on having the thing, I don't have any compelling interest in doing it myself. So
there's a motion. Hearing no motion, amendment number two has not been adopted. Number three was the one that was controversial yesterday, that Senator Frank, you had made a statement regarding this.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I support the amendment number three. I think it's important because I think it, without the amendment, I don't think we really have a last best situation. I don't think we have a last best offer situation if you can alter your package after that. I think that you don't really have last best offer, and I really believe that the last best offer approach is a very conducive to good negotiations. And so, and I've been impressed from my very beginning as a legislator with the fact that the NEA was interested in the last best offer approach and not the other kind of arbitration. And I've always been impressed with that. I hope that we will stay with that approach by adopting an amendment. I asked the legislative legal people to look at this amendment and to look at incorporating this language into the title. And they came back and said that an alternative approach would be preferable on the amendment. Instead of taking out the arbitrator shall allow language, it just says the arbitrator may not or a party may not alter or revise. It's a little different approach. It just adds a word instead of.
So basically what you're saying to this group, your preference is there's no motion for amendment number three to go look at amendment number four.
Correct, Mr. Chairman.
If there's no motion, Amendment number three is dead. I've got amendment number four before me. Senator Frank?
I would move amendment number four.
Object.
There's an objection. Is there any discussion? Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I'm just looking at this for the first time. I just want to reread it. I understand three, and one of the first things I note is that the title has changed to insert, along with everything else that's very restrictive in the title, last best offer, package arbitration, class two. Now we're going to have unrevised, uncompromised, last best offer, package arbitration. I don't know if that's a term of art or not, but I guess I don't know why that's necessary or what that would mean if we restricted the title to allow that. I think, and again, my reading is different, I guess, than Senator Frank's about last best offer. To me, it doesn't matter at what point you have your one side's, quote, final package. Whatever goes to the arbitrator at whatever time, that's the point where the arbitrator is choosing one package or another. And so it seems like we're kind of quibbling over what's the last of the offers. I don't see a harm in the way the bill is now, in after the presentation, that the parties are allowed to revise this last best offer. It seems like it can only help. It can only help compromise. It can only help bring people together, but it's still last best offer. I mean, when the arbitrator gathers whatever the two sides have, that's it. And he is choosing one or the other at that point. So I think the concept of last best offer is inculcated and protected in the bill before us, and I guess I don't see what good purpose it serves by, you know, somehow moving that process up in time, if I understand that to be the purpose of the amendment.
I think you're right on the purpose. I guess it's just a difference in how we see the process working. And I see the process, as I stated earlier, as being, first of all, the idea is to negotiate in good faith. And I can remember it was more than a decade ago being explained what last best offer was in my labor management class, and I was impressed by the brilliancy of the last best offer approach, whereas normal arbitration tends to polarize, in my view. The last best forces people to come together and forces compromise, and I think that if you don't have a last best offer situation, then the focus goes from negotiations to arbitration. And I think the arbitration aspect should only be, you know, it should be a last resort kind of thing, and that anything we do to inhibit the negotiation works counter to the last best offer approach. And I guess certainly we can disagree reasonably here on what we think the effects of the language would be. I believe that the effects of the language of the amendment will be to force both sides to really negotiate, and knowing that they can't go back later before an arbitrator and alter their package. They're going to have to give the other side their last best offer. If they can wait and give the arbitrator their bottom line, then they haven't given the opportunity to the other side to hear their bottom line. I mean, their bottom line ought to be heard by the other side. The other side may accept their last best offer, their bottom line. But if they're allowed to give, you know, if they stop short of their true last best offer, then I think we've gone counter to the whole notion of last best offer. And I want to say that I have opposed binding arbitration, the old or the other kind of binding arbitration, and all along. But I think this bill, and the Senator Duncan's done an excellent job of bringing these two interests together to come up with a bill that I think is, you know, very close to a very responsible bill, one that I'll feel good about voting on. And I think that if this amendment's adopted, I guess it's I can't think of anything to make it better. Maybe somebody else can, but I really think it's going to bring the negotiations together, and that's why I offered the amendment.
Senator Pritchard.
I wonder if, could you, and I can do this piecemeal, do you have it written out how the sentence would read on page 5, 2 through 5? Just how that's...
I don't...
I guess a party may not revise its last best offer after final submission to the arbiter for.
I have to say that that I'm relying to some degree on the attorney's construction of this, because we just got it a little while ago and I haven't really sat down and reviewed it thoroughly. But let's see, you're talking about, you're on page.
I guess, Mr. Chairman, I guess I don't see the nuance here. I don't see what I perceive to be a nuance. It seems like it kind of depends on what you, final is final. Final is the last. That's, mm-hmm. So I can't see where you would be allowing someone to revise their final submission. Their final submission is whatever the final submission is. But I don't see a problem in reading the paragraph above it.
I guess I do have it written in here, yeah. Okay.
I guess I remember where we are in the process here. We're not dealing with what they've haggled over for 6 months at the negotiating table. You know, we're beyond that. We're after that. We're after a strike. We're after the joining of a strike. And they have submitted their final offer already here. That's probably, my guess, is different than the packages that they were negotiating across the table, or in regular, maybe perhaps mediation, or just in direct collective bargaining. I assume that we're already into revisions of that process. So
I don't think,
if you look at page 4, the bottom of the page, I mean, okay, we're after the strike. After the strike's enjoined. Each party shall submit a final offer on each issue in dispute. Each party may submit to the arbiter oral and written evidence, etc. So, you know, I don't know. I think, Mr. Chairman, I don't see how this amendment helps the goal or helps the process here. And I'm not sure the language itself means anything.
Senator Pierce?
Yeah, on page 5, lines 2, 3, and 4, if you put Senator Frank's amendments and read, a party may not revise its last best offer after submission to the arbitrator, period. The word final is not in there. It has been deleted. So it does mean something. It means that they give their last best offer, then there may be public meetings to allow the parties to present, explain their positions and their final offers, and then the arbitrator makes a decision. It's a last best offer. It doesn't allow for the arbitrator to say, well, gee, maybe you ought to talk about doing this, and then they all go back and completely redo their last best offer and come back with a new one. You could do that over and over and over, and you never get the last best offer the way this is written, if we don't do the amendment. Lines 2, 3, and 4, the way they are originally in the CS, the arbitrator shall allow each party to revise its last best offer after before final submission to the arbitrator for decision.
Period. Then period after arbitration.
No, I'm reading the way it is before they did. That could go on forever if the arbitrator allowed it. You never get the last best offer. If they could just keep submitting a new last best offer if the arbitrator came up with points for them to points of dispute that they may not, that they might want to compromise on. And I think what Senator Frank is doing is trying to bring some finality to the process so that when you put your last best offer on the table, everybody knows that that's it. And if they've been through mediation and they've been through a strike and it's been enjoyed and enjoined and they're brought back to the table, then I think they ought to be ready to put the last best offer on the table.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he misread it to you. The word final comes out.
I did. You're right. That does change the
You've got to take the last three of his deals together so it reads, yep. A party may not revise its last best offer after submission to the arbitral period. And that's basically it. They should have wrote it in one.
Yeah, I don't know why they didn't. That's why we're over here and they're over there, I guess.
We have a motion for amendment number three. Is the objection still maintained?
Objection
is still maintained. All in favor of the amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
Nay.
Is there anything else to come before us? Chair is looking for a motion to adopt the committee substitute with the amendment included.
Mr. Chairman, I would move and ask unanimous consent that we adopt the CS for Senate Bill number 15 CRA with the amendment.
Is there any objections? Hearing no objections, the amendment has been adopted. The new CS will be incorporated. You also have in your package before a motion is made to move out the bill out of committee. It does have three fiscal notes. The education one is zero, court system is zero, and labor is 105. So when you make the motion, I've asked that the fiscal notes be moved out of committee also.
Mr. Chairman, I would move and ask unanimous consent that we report out the CS for Senate Bill 1. For 15 CRA with the accompanying fiscal notes with individual recommendations.
Is there any objections to that motion? Hearing none, committee substitute for Senate Bill number 15, amended CRA with accompanying fiscal notes is moved out of committee with individual recommendations. Thank you. We're adjourned.